When it comes to track, one of the more interesting and difficult events is the relay races. It can present some problems for the coach. You need four runners, which are all good at the same distance. The coach needs to figure out the order of the runners, who goes first, who runs the anchor leg, and a strategy as to which order to put the slowest and fastest runners. One of the best quartet of relay runners came in the 1940s, Carl Whitaker, James Wright, Larry Solly, and Eddie Vorbeck. I should stop here and mention that a couple of newspaper articles had a Don Vorbeck, and other articles had Eddie Vorbeck. Usually it was Eddie. A check of the school yearbooks showed only an Eddie Vorbeck, so I assume it was a typo or a nickname. So I'll deduce that Don and Eddie were likely the same young man. Whitaker and Vorbeck were track stars at an early age, picking up wins as sophomores on the team in 1944. Whitaker was good at the sprints and Vorbeck at the middle distances. When the 1945 track season came around, Coach Carl T. Miles put Whitaker and Vorbeck with James Wright and Larry Solly on relay teams. At the state meet, Whitaker, Wright, Solly, and Vorbeck, in that order, took gold in the 880 relay in a time of 1:37. In the 880 medley, the team with Ray Ratcliffe in place of Vorbeck, that quartet won gold in the 880 medley in a time of 1:40. In the 1946 season, Chillicothe participated in the state indoor meet, which was held early in the season. Whitaker, Wright, Solly, and Vorbeck took second in the 880 relay, third in the medley relay. Vorbeck also found time to finish fifth in the state indoor long jump. When the outdoor postseason track meet came around, Whitaker, Wright, Solly, and Vorbeck won the 880 relay in a time of 1:35.1, second in the 880 medley relay. That's three firsts and a second in 2 years of outdoor relays, a second and third finish in the indoor relay events for that quartet. After the 1946 track season, Chillicothe will not qualify for the indoor or outdoor state meets until 1952, and after that, not again until 1969. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.